opening narration.
Ekatra Foundation presents the Ekatra Dialogue, an exploration of the world's greatest thinkers and ideas. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekatra AI.
Introduction.
Welcome to the Ekatra Dialogue. You know that feeling, right? Where the ground just feels like it's constantly shifting under your feet.
Mm.
Like the rules that work yesterday, maybe for your job or even just in the world, suddenly don't. It can be really unsettling.
Definitely. Things change faster and faster, it seems.
Exactly. And that's what we try to do here, cut through some of that noise, look at big ideas, and figure out how they can help us stay, well, resilient.
Makes sense of it all.
Yeah. And today we're diving into a book that feels more relevant than ever, honestly. It's Only the Paranoid Survive by Andy Grove.
A classic and a powerful title.
It really is. And Grove. Well, he wasn't just some theorist, was he? He lived through incredible upheaval.
Oh, absolutely. His story is amazing. Born Andras Grof in Hungary, he survived, you know, the Nazi occupation, then the Hungarian Revolution. These weren't just news headlines for him. This was his life.
Wow.
So when he talks about navigating massive existential change, he knows. He emigrated to the U.S., got his PhD, became the third employee at Intel.
Employee number three. That's incredible.
Right. And rose all the way to CEO and chairman. So his credibility isn't just academic. It's forged in, like, the fire of real-world crises, both personal and corporate. That gives the book a real weight, I think.
The chronological journey and core concepts integrated.
Right. Okay, so let's unpack the big idea in the book. This concept of a strategic inflection point. It sounds significant. What did he actually mean by that?
Yeah, SIPs, he called them. Basically, they're these unavoidable moments. Huge fundamental shifts in business or in industry or even, as we'll see, your career.
Like a fork in the road.
Exactly, a massive fork. It can lead to total disaster if you miss it or handle it wrong, or potentially to incredible success if you navigate it right. He talked about 10x forces.
10x.
Meaning a change so big in order of magnitude shift that it completely changes the rules of the game. Think about the internet hitting traditional retail or smartphones changing, well, everything.
Right. So not just a small bump.
No, no. Monumental. And the core problem he identified is inertia. Organizations, people. We get comfortable. Past success makes us blind, makes us resistant to seeing the next big wave coming.
Which brings us to that title, Only the Paranoid Survive. He wasn't actually saying we should all be, like, irrationally anxious, was he?
Uh-huh. No, not quite like that. It's what he called constructive paranoia.
Constructive paranoia. Okay.
It's about a constant state of vigilance, like actively questioning your assumptions, always looking for those subtle little signs that things might be about to change fundamentally.
So less fear, more awareness.
Foresight.
Exactly.
Foresight. It's about recognizing these huge shifts before they overwhelm you. Not being a victim, but, you know, getting ahead of it. The biggest danger isn't usually the change itself. It's denying that the change is happening.
That makes sense. Denial is powerful.
It really is.
Core philosophy and values integrated.
And this wasn't just theory for Grove. Intel itself went through one of the most famous pivots in business history, didn't it? That feels like a core part of his philosophy in action.
Oh, absolutely. It's the central case study in the book, really. And it perfectly illustrates this idea of navigating an SIP.
So set the scene for us, mid-80s.
Mid-80s, yeah. Intel invented the DRAM memory chip. That was their baby, their identity. But Japanese competitors, NEC, Hitachi, Fujitsu, were flooding the market with high-quality, low-cost chips.
And Intel was getting hammered.
Totally hammers.
Yeah.
Driven out of their own market. It was an existential crisis. Years of denial, internal fighting. Grove called it the Valley of Death.
The Valley of Death. Sounds grim.
It was. Imagine the emotional pull. Thinking about abandoning the very product that built your company. Your heritage.
Yeah, that's huge. So what was the turning point? How did they get out of that valley?
There's this famous story. Grove is talking with Gordon Moore, the chairman, you know, Moore's Law, Gordon Moore.
Right.
And Grove asks this incredible, cold, objective question. He says, if we got kicked out and the board brought in a new CEO, what do you think he would do?
Oof. That's stepping outside yourself, isn't it?
Totally. And Moore, apparently without hesitating, just says he would get us out of memories.
Wow. Instant clarity.
Right. And Grove's response was legendary. Why shouldn't we walk out the door, come back in, and do it ourselves?
Goosebumps. That's the constructive paranoia leading to action, letting go of the past.
Exactly. That moment of brutal honesty, that thought experiment, changed everything. They pivoted, they got out of memories, and bet the entire company on microprocessors.
Which led to Intel Inside and powering the whole PC revolution.
The rest is history. But it was that willingness to confront the brutal reality spurred by that paranoia that made it possible. It shows his core philosophy. Face reality, however unpleasant, and act decisively.
Three pivotal turning points.
Okay, so if we think about Grove's life and ideas, that Intel pivot feels like a massive turning point. You mentioned his early life too, escaping Hungary. That must have been foundational.
Oh, undoubtedly. That's got to be the first pivotal turning point, surviving the Nazis, then the revolution. That shapes your view of the world, doesn't it? It teaches you about survival, about recognizing existential threats when maybe others don't see them, about the need for resilience and, frankly, a certain level of vigilance, maybe even paranoia, just to get through.
It puts paranoia in a different light, not just business strategy, but lived experience.
Absolutely. Then the second, as we discussed, is steering Intel through that memory crisis. That wasn't just a business decision. It was applying those hard-won lessons about survival and adaptation on a massive corporate scale. It proved his theories weren't just theories.
Right. It validated the whole framework. So escaping Hungary, the Intel pivot. What would you say is a third key turning point reflected in the book?
I think it's the extension of these ideas to individual careers. That's a powerful shift in the book's focus. It's him saying, okay, this isn't just for CEOs of huge companies. This is for you.
Making it personal.
Exactly. Realizing and articulating that individuals face their own strategic inflection points. Your skills become obsolete. Your industry changes. That's the third pivotal insight he drives home. It democratizes the whole concept.
Spotting shifts and leading through chaos, human lessons.
So if these SIPs can happen to anyone or any company, how do you actually spot them coming? Especially before it's obvious to everyone. Intel almost missed it.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar coffin, isn't it? Grove offered a framework. He built on Michael Porter's famous five forces, but added a crucial sixth one. Complementers.
Complementers, what are those?
Think of other businesses whose product or services make yours more valuable. For Intel, the classic example was Microsoft. Windows needed Intel chips. Intel chips needed Windows. They complemented each other.
Ah, okay. So changes in your complementers can be a huge signal.
Huge. A 10x change in any of those six forces. Competitors, customers, suppliers, potential entrants, substitutes, or complementers can trigger an SIP. New tech, new regulations, shifts in customer taste.
So you need a wide radar. What about the signals inside an organization, the human element?
Right. Grove talked about the Cassandras. Remember Cassandra from Greek mythology? Cursed to tell the truth, but never be believed.
Yeah. Oh, I see where this is going.
He said often there are people, maybe in sales or engineering, folks on the front lines, who see the change coming. They hear it from customers. They see the new competitor. They try to warn management.
But they get ignored. Called alarmists, maybe.
Often, yes. Because it contradicts the official story, the comfortable narrative at the top. So a key warning sign is that growing gap dissonance, he called it, between what leadership says is happening and what people on the ground experience.
Other red flags.
Yeah, like when your best people start leaving. Or when conversations with loyal customers suddenly feel weird. Or internal debates get stuck on fundamental assumptions. Those are tremors before the earthquake.
Okay, so let's say you do recognize an SIP is happening, but the way forward isn't clear yet. That sounds like pure chaos. What's the leadership lesson there?
Grove had this really interesting two-phase approach for that valley of death. First phase, let chaos reign.
Let chaos reign. That sounds risky.
It does. But his point was, in the early uncertain phase, the leader should not impose a direction too quickly. You need to foster debate, experimentation, even internal conflict. Let ideas bubble up from everywhere.
Create a safe space for argument, almost.
Exactly. Absorb the uncertainty yourself so the team can explore freely. But then, phase two, rein in chaos. Once a potential new direction starts to emerge from that debate.
Time to make a decision.
Right. The discussion stops. The leader needs to clearly articulate the new mission, commit resources fully, and drive everyone towards that goal with absolute clarity and conviction. Pull the organization out of the chaos.
Wow. So encourage debate, then demand alignment. That's a tough balancing act.
Incredibly tough. And the hardest part, often the most human part, is letting go. Letting go of the product, the strategy, the identity that made you successful before. That takes real courage.
Personal SIPs and three final takeaways.
This makes so much sense for companies, but you mentioned he applies it to individuals too. How does that work?
Yeah.
Our careers have SIPs.
Absolutely. Grove was really insistent on this. He basically says, you are the CEO of your own career, your own personal business.
The CEO of Me, Inc. Okay.
Yeah. And just like a business, your career faces 10x forces. Your skills might become obsolete. Think about AI right now, right?
Definitely.
Or your industry might shrink. Or your specific job function gets automated. Those are personal strategic inflection points. You need to apply that same constructive paranoia to your own professional life.
So constantly learning new skills, watching industry trends, basically pivoting before you have to.
Exactly. Don't wait for the market to tell you you're irrelevant. Take ownership. And he had that powerful quote, something like, "The sad news is nobody owes you a career."
Oof.
The good news is you own it. It puts the responsibility squarely on you, but it's also empowering, right? You're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so as we wrap up, what are the absolute core takeaways from Only the Paranoid Survive? If you had to boil it down, let's try for three key insights, maybe starting with an emotional one.
Okay. I think an emotional insight is acknowledging the intense difficulty, the pain of letting go. Letting go of past success, of identity, whether it's corporate or personal. Recognizing that internal battle against denial and nostalgia is often the hardest part of navigating change. It's okay that it feels hard.
That resonates. Okay, what about intellectually? What's the big brain takeaway?
I'd say an intellectual insight is the power of the ISUP framework itself, especially the addition of complementers. It gives you a structured way to analyze the forces acting on any system, your business, your industry, your career, and to look beyond just the obvious competitors. Strategy isn't static. It's this dynamic process of vigilance.
Right, a practical tool for thinking. And finally, a universal lesson, something anyone can apply.
I think a universal insight is Grove's core message about agency and responsibility, summed up in that quote. You own your career. The world will change fundamentally. You can be tossed about by the waves, or you can learn to anticipate them, adapt, and maybe even ride them by cultivating that constructive paranoia. The choice, ultimately, is yours.
Closing narration.
Join us next time for a new episode featuring another world-renowned individual, a new book, and a new idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.